Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires carries all the specialty tires you need for street, strip, track, and off-road cars. They pride themselves on providing you with the best performance tires in the world. Mickey Thompson Performance Tires are available at a number of retail locations, such as Performance Plus, Jegs, and McCormick Racing. For more information, log on to www.mickeythompsontires.com. Once again, Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in. Grudge Inc. Grudgebook.
I'ma die for my. I've been grinding outside all day with my. And I ain't going in unless I'm with my hitters. My hitters, 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 my hitters. Yeah. First thing first, out of all my hitters. This rap, 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 and I involve my hitters. You're looking for some rain, let me call my hitters. Sell it for the high, I need all my niggas. You smoke, smoke some, you drink, drink. Jack on a block, what the they don't think. That's a new backup, they in a bucket laptop. I got to act right if you niggas wanna act up. He talking like a snitch, no, I ain't mine here. He tripping off a bubble, no.
Yo, 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 what's up? Welcome to Midwest Madness with Big Dro and George B. Thank y'all for calling in. As usual, I'm waiting on Big Dro to call in. We got a couple things we're going to go ahead and talk about tonight. Iowa-based grudge talk. So it looks like I see Big Dro just came up on the call board, and we're going to let him go live.
Lock Big Dro, me what's in up? With some motherfucker.
Shit, I'm hoping we can get some people on here to do that for you. But we got a few other hands up. I'm going to let them on right away, too, here. So we got one number, 404-2607. Your mic is live. Who we got on the line?
don't want to talk. I just want to listen.
You there, Joe?
Yeah, I'm here, I guess.
All right. I don't know. They
don't have any song tonight. Huh?
What's that?
What was that?
You got your one up. You hit your one button. Hello?
I'm here, George.
You here? We got another one
that had their one up, but looks like they, I don't know. The
mic's live. Can you hear us?
Yeah, he said he didn't want to talk.
Okay, I'll put him on hold. But anyway, I got a couple topics I want to talk about tonight. I posted up. Probably wait till we get a few more callers and really get into it. But this week I'd like to talk about who and what Iowa cars would you like to see get together in 2015? And also, what amount of money makes a good money grudge race to you? When we get a few more callers on the line, we can kind of bring those topics up. I'm hoping to get some good discussion going on that. And but anyway, what do you got going on, Pedro?
Not much, man. Just got in from church. And good weather got me ready to get working on this car.
Oh yeah, I had the garage doors open today. I think it was only like 40 something degrees out, but you know what we're used to, that's nice weather.
Yeah, I opened mine up yesterday over at the shop just to let some of that motherfucking 0 degree out of there and let some warm weather in.
Right. I hear you. Did you touch anything on my kill grade early yesterday?
Yeah. They had some good races going down. I think Brian Davis, he ran Candy Crusher straight off the trailer Saturday morning. Cut his head off. Brian Davis was the underdog. He was the underdog going in that race. He got a 28-inch tire car. And he jumped on Candy Crusher, which is the old Gangster Boo 2 car on 29.10.5 W. And
okay.
It's a chassis car.
Right. Both nitrous cars, man, right?
Yeah, both nitrous cars. And then Memphis Gangster got beat by Hannibal. Memphis Gangster is out of Memphis. It's tuned by Mike Hill himself and driven by Nephew, owned by Bobby Cole. And I guess that was a real good run. He was chosen to be the winner in that race, but Hannibal pulled the win off on those radios.
Right. Yeah, them are bad tires if you can get them to work.
And I hear Tony Bynes got beat in every car he took down there.
Yo, no shit.
They street car. Oh. He got a new Malibu that he came out with. And a Trouble. They got beat in that also.
Really? Did they put anything in the shootout?
I think they had Trouble in the shootout.
Okay.
And I forget who beat them, but Brian Davis, he was racing the 901 boys, and he hit the wall.
I saw that.
And they ended up calling it in the shootout because the track was going away.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't no sense in just letting people tear their cars up.
Right. I seen the video of Chucky's wreck last night. It don't look too terrible, but you know, you never want to see something like that. But
yeah,
looks
you
like
don't
it'll be,
see nobody. It'll be
I
a
think
quick
it'll be
fix.
A
I think it's a front end. Front fiberglass is all it's hurt look like to me. Hopefully that's it.
For sure, yeah. I went down to Meskwaki last night. I was down there, but I looked for him. I didn't see him.
Mm-hmm.
usually when City goes down there, he'll run into Rick, but we didn't see him. I don't know what he's doing. I think it. City said he's probably hiding in the bushes.
Oh no, he in the wood yard.
Shit. But looks like we got quite a few callers on the line. Who do you want to see? Who from Iowa do you want to see get together this year in 2015?
I want to see Rick and 50. That's a race I'm going to really pump on my end. I want to see I kind of want to see me and you.
Okay, we can do that.
No, that ain't going to happen. It'll be the end of the year.
Yeah.
I want to see everybody engaged and have a good season. I wish, it can't be but one winner, but I wish everybody races, everybody wins.
Right.
I just want to see good racing.
What makes a good money grudge race to you? I'm not saying a big money race. I'm saying a good money race.
Hey man, two teams that's going at it, and they really want to beat each other, and they engage, and it ain't all that old bullshit. Just a good old yeah, let's do this. And it ain't, like you said, it ain't got to be for a whole lot of money with some people. It's just the purpose of beating them.
Right. I'd have to say a good money race to me, and when I say this, I mean, good money, not big money or anything, but a good money race to me, especially coming here out of Iowa racing locals, probably $500 is a good money race to me. But I was kind of hoping some other locals would throw their ones up. I see there's quite a few on the line and put their input in and get some discussion going on in on those topics. And I want to check this. I'm not sure if this is the same number that I was wanting to listen earlier, but we'll let them go live. 404-2607. 404-2607, your mic is live. I guess not, but
yeah, man, so I guess maybe some people, there's quite a few listeners on the line. If you want to talk with us and give us your input on that, on those topics, anything you want to talk about, go ahead and throw your one button up. Get involved. One thing I want to throw out there, I am taking a pre-order that I'm probably going to submit to Jay Barnes. I know I said I was going to do it last night, but I got busy working on my... You there, Pedro?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm trying to figure out why it's telling me we only got 90 seconds left. Did you hear that? I must have forgot to set the duration correctly.
Oh.
So, I don't know. That was a mess up on my part, but looks like it only gave us about 15 minutes. But I will, if you want to, I could probably, I don't know if we can get another one going yet tonight or what, but if not, we'll have to pick up on it next week because that was definitely an error on my part.
I'll check and see if I can get one going real quick.
Okay.
You might just be able to, just tell the listeners if it hangs up, give us like 10 minutes to get it back up.
All right. Yeah. Let's go ahead and do that because I was scheduling the show on my phone and obviously made a mistake. So I'm going to go ahead and see if we can't pick it back up here and see if it will let us reschedule and get it going instantly. So give us a few minutes here, and we're going to go ahead and reschedule that.
You gonna reschedule it real quick?
I'm on the computer. I can do it real quick. So I'm gonna go ahead and end this episode and reschedule it, and then we'll pick up from there.
All right.
All right.